The government has just filed the official Pentagon guidance for transgender service members, as transgender soldiers are suing to block the implementation of Trump's executive order restricting transgender military service and recruitment. Soldiers can receive waivers on a case-by-case basis, but otherwise they are being processed for administrative separation. The Supreme Court is considering an Ohio case filed by Marlene Ames that could dramatically change how the nation's court considers workplace discrimination claims.
Ames wants the High Court to revive her civil rights lawsuit against her employer, the Ohio Department of Youth Services. Lower courts dismissed the suit, ruling she had not proven that she was discriminated against because she's heterosexual. Ames says the case could make it easier for people from majority backgrounds to pursue workplace discrimination claims. She spoke after hearing oral arguments.
Maybe in the future, at this point, everyone will have a fair bite at the apple.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The first death is reported in a West Texas measles outbreak. A school-age child has died in Lubbock, and CBS's Omar Villafranco reports.
There are now more than 120 measles cases in Texas. About 20 children have been hospitalized, some in the ICU. None were vaccinated. Now health officials are racing to stop the spread.
Federal agencies are told to make plans to eliminate more workers from the payrolls. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi with more about the memo from the Office of Personnel Management.
Essentially went out to all leaders of the executive branch, asking them to submit what they're calling reorganization plans. Those will be due in the next 2 weeks by March 13th. And it asks agencies to seek to consolidate, reading from the memo now, areas of the agency organizations chart that are duplicative. Consolidate management layers where unnecessary layers exist, and also to maximally reduce outside use of consultants and contractors.
Google says it will stop sending security codes by SMS to people's phones. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Google says it wants to push people toward using an app, for example, for authentication, or even biometrics, using our phone's login information, usually through a thumbprint or a face scan, to prove who we are.
The Israeli Prime Minister's office says it has received the bodies of four hostages from the Red Cross, and the identification process is underway. Meantime, a Red Cross convoy carrying dozens of released Palestinian prisoners arrived earlier in Ramallah. This all comes days before the first phase of their ceasefire ends. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Something amazing is happening when power outages strike. Teams are powering through them. That's because CDW Solutions architects are building more resilient IT and electrical infrastructures with Schneider Electric. With EcoCare remote monitoring services and 24/7 support, your organization can do more than keep the lights on. Schneider Electric and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/Schneider Electric.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the A to Z savings event at AutoZone.
Yeah, happy to be here. Can I get some rotors?
Would you like brake pads with that?
How much are the brake pads?
Free with the rotors.
Free. Really?
Really. Free.
Okay, I also need some oil.
Would you like an oil filter with that?
Yeah, how much is that?
Free with 5 quarts of oil.
Free? Really?
Really. Free. It's part of the A to Z savings event.
You might as well call it A to Free.
At AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
A dog in California is recovering after she had 44 items of clothing removed from her stomach.
7-month-old Bernese Mountain Dog Luna had a distended abdomen, so her family took her to an animal hospital in Corona, where a surgeon removed 24 socks, 2 hair ties, a scrunchie, a onesie, a shoe insert, and 15 other pieces of clothing from her stomach.
Just like toddlers put everything in their mouth, dogs are curious.
Dr. Jennifer Hawkins is the executive director of the Southern California Veterinary Medical Association.
The owners have to train themselves and their entire family to pick it all up.
Luna is expected to make a full recovery. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A not-so-fun way to spend your Caribbean vacation. Norovirus has sickened nearly 80 passengers on a Holland America cruise ship that left from Port Everglades, Florida last Wednesday and is due to return this Saturday. The CDC says just over 2,000 passengers and 834 crew members are aboard the vessel. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
A
meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers out there in the overnight. Otherwise, some patchy fog and plenty of clouds as well. A west breeze and lows in the lower 30s. On Thursday, partly sunny skies, gusty northwest winds. Afternoon highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy Thursday night. Right now, it's 37.
Just wait. Memorial Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion. Just take your glasses. WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, one so true, of you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny, one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
WRJN.
Saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Cut me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Around the plate at the end of it all.
for the night time. To forget the day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. For the night time,
forget the day,
a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation,
it's a
time to brew, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the night time. To forget the day.
Day
of uptight
time.
Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Trouble.
rescue me. Crowd, well, you pick her out. help feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Don't let on. Don't say she's broke my heart. I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Transgender service members will be separated from the U.S. military, according to Pentagon guidance filed in court. The statement orders military branches to identify transgender service members by March 26 and separate or remove those who don't obtain waivers by June 25. The Pentagon had previously said that the U.S. military will no longer allow transgender